Today we're going to read a book called A Fairy Tale by Chad Otis. Once, not so long ago, in a place with more water than land, there was a little fairy who took people to visit a little island. Every day, people whooped and hooted over Tugboat, who was rough and fearless. They cheered for Speedboat, who thundered by in a blur. And they marveled at Sailboat, who was carefree and graceful. Little Fairy watched the watchers and wished that she was fearless, or thundery, or graceful. She knew she was patient, and quiet, and careful, and always on time, even when she was sleepy, or grumpy, or just didn't feel like it. But no one hooted or cheered or marveled at that. Then she had an idea. And for the first time ever, Little Fairy veered off course and raced as fast and loud as she could after a speedboat. But Speedboat zipped circles around her. "Little Fairy, you're too slow and quiet. You aren't made for this." So she tried being carefree and graceful like Sailboat. "Little Fairy, you're much too careful. You weren't made for this." But Little Fairy was determined, so she made up her mind to be rough and fearless like Tugboat. Well, she'd be rough and fearless just as soon as this big boat passed, and this one, and this one. Little Fairy fearlessly huffed a rough huff to catch up, but Tugboat was far off in the distance. "Little Fairy, you waited too long," Tugboat tooted. "You certainly were not made for this." "They're right," thought Little Fairy as she sadly turned back around. I just wasn't made to be any of those things." She was nearly back at the dock when she heard toot. It was Tugboat. "Oh no, is that smoke? The animals on the island need our help." Speedboat got there first, roaring in like a flash, but he startled the animals. Tugboat hurried in next, but that only frightened the animals more. Then Sailboat curved up to shore, but she didn't watch out for the rocks and scraped her hull. Little Fairy paced back and forth, back and forth. "I want to help," she fretted. "I'm not fast, or fearless, or tough, or graceful, but I have to try." Little Fairy was quiet as she neared the shore. She was slow and careful as she lowered her ramp, and she was patient as she waited for the animals to climb on. Soon Little Fairy was filled up, but more animals kept coming, and she started to tip. "Oh no, I'm too small," she sputtered. And then she heard a tiny voice. "You can do it, Little Fairy. You were made for this." And all of a sudden, Little Fairy didn't feel quite so little anymore. She floated higher, straightened up, until somehow every last animal made it aboard. Then she slowly, carefully carried everyone to safety. Forever after, Little Fairy brought people back and forth to the little island, happy knowing that what she was best at was being exactly who she was. The end. What'd you think of that story?
I want you to read me this.
Okay, we'll say goodbye. Goodbye, friends.